Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is awesome. We are thankful to God for day two of our 40-day journey together, and I hope and pray that God is blessing your purpose-driven life. In fact, I know He is, because you're on this call, whether live or listening later. Thank you all for joining this morning. Well, beloved, I promised that I'll be under 15 minutes. I'm going to keep my promise. So we're going right to the Word. The Word this morning comes from a very familiar passage of Scripture. It is Psalm 121. Psalm 121. And I want to just read the first six verses. It reads very quickly, first six verses of Psalm 121. Here's what the Word of the Lord says. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible, Psalm 121, beginning at verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Amen. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about kept by Jesus. Kept by Jesus. In 1966, James Cleveland put together a very famous choir song called Oh, to be Kept by Jesus. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Part of that song said, oh, to be kept by Jesus. We are kept by his power divine, kept from the world unspotted as you walk in God's beautiful sunshine. Sometimes, beloved, we got to take it back as we go forward. And I was reminded of that old James Cleveland song. And it's something about being kept. In fact, when you would hear back in the day about someone being kept well, it meant everything that they needed in order to be productive was provided. Everything they needed in order to be productive was provided. And when you think about it, God keeps us in three stages. God keeps us in life, God keeps us in death, and God keeps us in eternity. We are kept by Jesus. So God is always keeping us. So as we live, we must remember that God continues to keep us no matter what stage we find ourselves in. So the relevant question this morning is, what does it mean to be kept? How is God keeping me now? What does it mean to be kept, and how is God keeping me now? I believe Psalm 121, these first six verses, can answer that question. First thing we notice, beloved, is that I'm kept because God surrounds me. God surrounds me. Look at verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Notice here, in this song of accent, it is denoted that the Psalm 121 was sung as pilgrims were traveling to the holy city. And in order to get to the holy city, they had to climb the mountain in order to get to Jerusalem. And so that's why the psalmist is saying, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, or I will lift up my eyes to the hills. The question is asked, where does my help come from? My help comes from the one who surrounds me, the one who is the maker of heaven and earth. That's how I know I am kept. I am kept because when I look up, I see the Lord. I am kept because as I keep looking up, I know where my help comes from. My help comes from the one who surrounds me. And it's the one who surrounds me that gives me the strength to climb the mountain in front of me. It's the one who made heaven and earth. So the one who made heaven and earth is the one who made the mountain. And the one who made the mountain is the one who will give me the strength to climb the mountain. So I have to just keep looking for the Lord because God surrounds me. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. I'm kept by Jesus because he surrounds me. But there's more here. There's more here. Not only are we kept because the Lord surrounds me, but then, beloved, we are kept because God sees after us. Not only are we kept because God surrounds us, but we're kept because God sees after us. Look at verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4 says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. What a blessing. It's a blessing that God sees after us or sees about us. When somebody sees about you, that means they're watching over you. And then when they're watching over you, they're making sure you have everything you need in order to be successful. I am kept because he won't let me slip because God never sleeps. He won't let me slip because God never sleeps. Now, that doesn't mean as God watches over us and our steps that we won't have missteps or missteps that lead to mistakes. But for even in our missteps, for every mistake that we make, God will not let us slip so far that we slip all the way off the mountain and off the path. He sees after us. And God does not get weary in watching out for us. He gives us what I call sleepless protection. That's 24-hour care, 7-day-a-week care, 365-day care. He watches over us. He sees after us. He watches every step, even our missteps and mistakes, and he's not going to let us slip so far. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Amen. So we're kept by Jesus because God surrounds us. We're kept by Jesus because God sees after us. But then finally, beloved, we're kept by Jesus because God personally supports us. We're kept by Jesus because God personally supports us. Look at it right here, verses 5 and 6. It says, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. I love it. I love it. That means that God is keeping me because God is my shade from the sun, and he's my cover from the moon. He's my shade from the sun, and he's my cover from the moon. This is what the psalmist is wanting to show us as they're singing and marching toward, making their pilgrimage toward the holy city, that a part of being surrounded is being watched, being seen after. And a part of being seen after is also feeling like we are supported. Notice the text tells us that he personally supports us. So to be kept means that he comes close enough to be shade from the sun, that God comes close enough to be cover under the moonlight. So a part of God's support is in how he personally shields us and covers us on a 24-hour, 7-day period, 365-day period, how he surrounds us as we're climbing the mountain. Do y'all see it? So I'm kept because he surrounds me. I'm kept because he sees after me. And I'm kept because he personally supports me. See, it's like what it says in verses 7 and 8, that the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. That's verses 7 and 8. And this is what the imagery was that I got, and I'm closing in prayer. This is the imagery. It's like a parent standing in the doorway of a sleeping child's room, looking and surrounding that child, seeing after that child, and then supporting that child. And before the parent walks away to leave the child in the bedroom, here's what the parent does. The parent puts on an extra blanket of care to comfort the child, to let the child know that even while you're sleeping, there's an extra layer of blessings that I have over your life. That's what God does for us. That's how God watches over us. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Kept by Jesus. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. That we're kept by Jesus. He surrounds us. Hallelujah. He sees after us. And he personally supports us. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful to we're kept by you. Thank you, Jesus, that you keep us during the day and during the night. Thank you, Jesus, that you watch out for our footsteps, Lord God. You don't let us slip too far. Even when we make missteps that lead to mistakes, you bring us back in, Lord God, and keep us on the straight and narrow path. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that you support us, Lord God. You will not let the sun strike us by day nor the moon by night. For, Lord, you shield us in the day and you cover us in the night. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the extra blanket of blessings that you give us during the night. Thank you for the extra bit of shade where you cover us and personally support us, Lord God, as we walk this journey of life. Thank you, Lord God, that you keep us in every stage of our existence. You keep us in life. You keep us in death. And, Lord, we know you're going to keep us in eternity. So bless us, Lord God, and remind us, Lord Jesus, and let us keep to the forefront of our minds the understanding that we're kept by Jesus, kept by you, Lord. Thank you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe you're knowing and understanding that you're kept by Jesus. Continue to press on in the fast and allow God to work a miracle in your life. I believe at the end of the 40 days, God's going to do something special. Y'all go on and listen to James Cleveland. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.